B-Pod Studios.
Hi, I'm Lindley Betchen, and welcome to our intern podcast.
Hi, I'm Shannon McGuire.
So, I guess we're just introducing ourselves today and talking about our internship here at Beasley Media Group. We help with 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. They're amazing people. And what were you expecting coming into this internship?
I was expecting to get coffee, not gonna lie.
I think that is the stereotypical intern, what we all think of is that person who just gets coffee, just stands in the room, doesn't technically exist.
Learns a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, just has to, like, watch. But we actually help with audio and do prep and stuff like that, so it was a lot more hands-on,
mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of work. A lot of stuff to keep up with, yeah. I do. I really enjoy it. My long-term goal was to become a recording engineer, but I decided I wanted to learn a little bit about radio. I kind of found out about an internship in radio. Oddly, it was my dentist nephew who works in radio, and she was like, he can set you up. And he didn't help me with the internship, but he helped me learn how to apply for the internship. Mm-hmm. And then it took a while to actually get the process together because it had to be a credit for my school, and I just go to normal people's school. All our other interns go to, like, special art school, art and broadcasting schools.
I go to a regular school.
Yeah, but you do, like, graphic design and stuff, right?
Yeah, but they don't really help me.
It sounds fancy. I do math at my school. So I am currently enrolled in the University of South Carolina, Lancaster. I live in Lancaster. I just decided to go to, like, the school that's 15 minutes away instead of having to pack up my whole life and existence and go to a faraway school and have to deal with traffic. I'm not really a fan of driving.
I love driving.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom loves driving.
I love driving.
But I feel like a lot of kids are very neutral about it, and no one can drive a stick shift these days.
Oh, I have never been in a stick shift.
My mom loves stick shift. I don't know why. She also did, like, mechanics in high school. So she's big on cars. If I ever have to, like, buy a car myself, mm-hmm. I need her to come with me.
Yeah.
Because she knows what to look for.
My mom's good at fighting for the price. Getting that price down more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Getting a bargain. My mom, like, always got coupons. Living that bougie life on a coupon.
My mom always says you got to walk out a couple times. And then every time you walk out, you just get that price lowered.
You make a scene to get the right price?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
You make a scene until you get a price that you want. My dad walked out 3 times the last time he got a car.
You're just sitting on the bench. Why are you guys so dramatic? Buy the car. Ugh. High school did not prepare me for life in general.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of prepared me for how unprepared I would be.
Yes. Well, I go to Queen's University of Charlotte, and I'm a graphic design major and a multimedia storytelling major, which is basically communications with, like, journalism. I'm also a student athlete, and I play on a softball team there. But I found this internship on Instagram, actually, because I was just scrolling and looking at the, like, stories. And I saw, like, a picture, and it was like, if you want to be an intern, email us or DM us. So then I DM'd them, and then, like, a couple hours later, they told me to DM Nicole. Or not DM her, email her. So then I emailed her, and then a couple days later, she replied. And she's like, how soon can you come in for an interview? So then I came in, and then she told me that we'd do a lot, like, at the internship. And then, like, that was, like, very promising because I wanted to originally apply to the Charlotte Hornets because they were doing, like, a graphic design internship. So I was going to do that. And the day that I wanted to apply to, like, the internship for the Hornets was when I found, like, the ad on Instagram.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, mine was really weird.
Yeah, you took a different... I feel like everyone got here different ways.
Yeah, I got here in a really weird way because I never really thought of radio. The closest thing that got to radio was in my car.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to do radio.
But I mean, I honestly, like, when I thought of a radio station, nothing really came up to mind. Like, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know, like, how the studios were set up.
Yeah.
And how, like, it's very...
close.
Yeah, very close. Yeah. It's not as planned out as you think.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of just, like, it's just rolling.
Bring it.
And you just kind of roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't stop. So you kind of have to keep going.
Yeah.
If just that made
kinda,
any sense whatsoever.
Just kind of wing it.
Yeah.
Kind of like we're doing
that's
right
my
now.
Life. Just wing it. That was all of high school. Procrastination became a real big thing because...
Me in college.
Oh, yeah. I gave up on college. So I don't like, after, like, the first semester, I was having, like, 8 and 8 a.m. class, mm-hmm. like, most days, which most people tend to stray away from.
Yep.
But I was like, you know, I just need to get these classes out of the way because mm-hmm. they were my basics and they were labs. And I was like, I just want to get them out of the way. And about midway through that first semester, I was questioning if I was one of those students who actually, like, went to college.
Yeah.
One of those people who just went to college, or if I just try and figure it out from there.
I took one 8 a.m., and it was first semester, freshman year. I can do 8 a.m.s because I'm already awake. Yeah, then next semester, I didn't take an 8 a.m., and I was able to nap, and I will never take an 8 a.m. again.
You have, like, a 9 a.m. this semester for art on Friday. But it's the only class of my whole day, so.
I had to fix my schedule.
But I'm thinking radio is a pretty good thing. I just feel like recording engineers, my long term, because I feel like it's going to take mm-hmm. experience and more practice. And I was like, this is a really good mm-hmm. way to get some experience.
Yeah.
I was so happy when you told me, like, you'd never worked a job before.
Oh, yeah.
And this was never. Your first, like, job experience mm-hmm. in some way, this internship. I was like, someone like me.
Yep.
I feel like I'm always behind because normal people got jobs in high school.
I had
They've
no
had some
time
work experience.
For any jobs.
Same. I didn't like people. I don't like people. And I was like, school was already, like, emotionally wearing me out.
Yeah.
I really wasn't in a good place in high school compared to where I am now,
yeah.
I suppose. I was fine, mm-hmm. but I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I was ready to leave. When that bell rang,
mm-hmm.
I was out. Graduation day was the only time I was happy in that gym. Mostly because it was a pain. Why they make middle school... It's PE is an elective.
Mm-hmm.
I remember PE used to be my favorite elective in elementary school.
Yeah.
Then it became 45 minutes of torture.
You had
in middle
my
school.
Classes were an in hour and 30 minutes.
That's what they were in high school.
Yeah.
In middle school, they were an elective. They went from 45
yeah.
and then to an hour and a half class
mm-hmm.
in high school. And I was like, why? Why do I need this? But we only had to take one credit
yeah.
to graduate. So I was like, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But I had it like the first class, the first semester of my first year.
I think that's
and
when
that,
I had it.
That literally wore me out. I remember one weekend I slept for like 16 hours. I went to bed on like 11 on Friday, which is insane for me because I'm nocturnal.
Mm-hmm.
So I slept for literally legitimate 16 hours.
I can
that
never.
Weekend.
No matter how tired
I'm
I am,
so tired.
I think the most I've slept is like 10 hours.
I'm just glad to be gone. I think that's most people's story. My mom's like,
I miss high school.
Really? What? Why?
I mean, I was on a sports team, so I did a lot.
You don't do it in college?
Mm-hmm.
What are you missing?
I don't know. It's different in high school. You don't have to work out.
You don't have to try as hard.
Yeah.
Basically. Oh, that's basically.
Yes, basically.
And yeah, I couldn't imagine doing sports. I always seem so busy.
It's so fun.
Whilst doing, well, sports isn't my idea of fun, so.
I love sports.
I just didn't want to be in school. I wanted to be homeschooled, and my mom had no problem. Like, she wouldn't have had a problem with it, like, academic-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been fine. It was the social people as I'm like, I don't socialize when I'm there, so what's the point?
I'm a people person, but, like, I like to just be surrounded by people. I don't need to talk. You know what I mean?
No. I think I'm the opposite. I think
yeah,
I like
just like the...
I don't mind not talking, but
yeah.
I don't like feeling overwhelmed with a bunch of people
yeah.
around me. We went to visit my Aunt Vicky this mm-hmm. last week, I believe. And I think I had like almost an anxiety attack in the restaurant because it was loud music, loud people, and there
yeah.
wasn't a lot of space. Like we were just like in one of those like high
mm-hmm.
tables and there was two people like we were in between. And I just felt really overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to the bathroom to calm down. And it wasn't helping because the music was loud in there,
yeah.
too. I don't know why you need a loud soundtrack while going to the bathroom. But I didn't understand it. But
probably because
I was like, why would you turn the music so loud? I feel like if the music isn't so loud, people don't have to get loud to drown it out for conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And also you don't end up with such overwhelming amount of noise in public places.
Yeah, I think it's because I grew up in New York and everyone's naturally loud and there's naturally...
You're very used. I like visiting New York, but living there would be an emotional struggle for me.
I mean... You don't realize how busy it is until you move.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you visit, it's like...
Because you're used to that setting. Like, it's just normal pace.
Yes.
When you grow up there, yeah.
Everyone walks so
Whereas
slow
this is
here.
Normal for us. We have normal pace here. So, like I said, I didn't know what to expect when it came to a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, like, out there. Like, you can see the giant... address on the building and Beasley Media Group on the side of it. But it wasn't what I was expecting at all, but probably because of where it is, because we're on South Boulevard and it's really cramped and tight.
Very tight.
Tight with traffic and stuff. So I don't really mind the drive home because even though it's a lot, I'm just glad I don't have to deal with it both ways, having to get here at 5 in the morning.
It's so not bad.
I love the traffic at night. Oh my
Everyone
gosh.
Drives so fast at 4 a.m. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Even the police, they passed me.
I've always wanted to work in radio, though. And, like, I didn't know what to expect with, like, Mani, Roy, and Loren. Like, how they would, like, how the internship would work, like, with them. And not, like, kind of behind the scenes and, like,
right.
how they engage
like,
with us.
They actually are interested in helping out the interns with what... they're trying to work at here and what they're trying to do. And that, I think that's really great. I think it's very interesting. I thought it was very interesting the first time though, like put faces to the voices I hear every morning. And that's weird. And then like you have the office box we're connected to and you never know if it's a commercial you're hearing or if it's them talking to you.
They talk to us a lot.
Well, do they?
Yeah.
I guess I ignore them all the time.
Especially Mani when he tries to talk to us and we have to communicate through the camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of awkward.
They're definitely a very interesting group of people. I remember it was the first time I worked. I was in Nicole's studio that day. It was the first day I met you and Josh. And I was in Nicole's studio. And, of course, there's the camera. You can see the Mani, the show, in their studio. And all I look up and all I see on the screen is Mani taking off his shirt and dancing.
Oh, my.
And I was like, is everyone okay?
That's the only bad thing is we...
It was Friday. They were excited.
We can't see.
Yeah.
So we can hear them, but we can't see anything that they do. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. We laugh because of how awkward it is, honestly.